This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Oh my God, that's so good. That dreams are made of sweet dreams. Now, how have you been, Ben? It's been a while.
I've been well. I've been helping my parents move house.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Instant laughter.
Yeah, I feel like this would be, this is a story.
Well, it ain't no Total Recall third boob.
Third boob. I think you were the third boob in that situation. Who gets a gay man to help with the moving?
Yeah, look, I'm coming off the weekend. Like, I'm always making, you know, comments about, you know, you're 33 when you spend your whole weekend helping your parents move house. Like, I've just felt so scattered the last few days because I'm so tired.
Yeah.
Not hungover.
No.
Because I have a responsibility to care for my parents.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I'm a horrible person.
Well, they've looked after you for 33 years. I think it's about time you gave back, to be honest.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. But look, it was actually a really rewarding experience. But, oh my God, the stuff that I found in the house.
Did you find some money in the couch
my
or something?
My parents are like, they're probably listening right now. So I'll just whisper this, but they're like low-key hoarders.
Oh, really?
A lot of stuff, yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
Hopefully they didn't hear that.
How much stuff did you throw away without telling them?
Oh, my God. Let's not talk about that because they'll be listening.
Okay.
But okay. So much. But the fridge was like, I reckon you could have found like the COVID-19 cure and like some of the food in the fridge, like, you know, the bacteria forming.
Oh, you know? Nice. Maybe the COVID came out of their fridge.
The COVID probably did come out of the fridge. The bathroom cabinet. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. I found stuff from when I lived there 10 years ago.
Oh wow. Okay. Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Yep. Well, probably you should have taken your stuff when you moved out. That's probably half their problem. Yeah. It's all your stuff
I'm
by the
problem.
Sound.
I'm the problem. But so obviously, you know, when you're moving house, you find lots of things and you uncover stuff. You're like, oh, I remember this or I remember that. My mum kind of went off on the wrong foot and freaked me out a little bit because my mum goes to me at some point in the night when I was helping them, Ben, I need to have a serious chat with you for a sec.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, oh, okay. You know, this wouldn't be the first time. But she goes, I found some nude photos of you.
Oh, no, in the bathroom cupboard?
And I'm thinking, oh, my God, my mum has found photos of me nude around the house that I've taken.
Uh-oh.
That I don't even remember taking. Because, you know, we all do things when we're teenagers.
Yeah.
So in this, I would say at least maybe a couple minutes, I'm thinking, oh my God, I've got this nude photo shoot that I did that I don't remember.
Worse.
Thankfully, she clarified and at some point said to me, yes, it's the nude photos that you posted on your Instagram. Oh, hang on a sec.
Hang on.
Yeah, well, they weren't nude.
Okay.
I posted a tasteful underwear shot.
Oh, I didn't
and
see that.
Yeah, would you like to see it now?
I would love to see it now. Okay. I can't believe I didn't see a tasteful nude shot of you.
Yeah.
That's really interesting that I missed that. I don't know how I did. It's like it doesn't come up on my thing.
No, have you blocked me, have you?
Oh, no, I've seen that one.
Yeah,
sorry,
that one.
I thought you said tasteful one. Sorry, I have seen that.
I don't even think it's necessarily nude or, you know.
It's not nude. There's, I mean, you've got Calvin Klein.
That's good underwear. That's good quality. I'm not wearing, like, you know, Max underwear or something. Kmart brand.
Your face. That's interesting. I mean,
the pout?
First, I need to know what your mum said about this.
Oh, she doesn't like the pout. She hates the pout. She's like, you shouldn't be doing that, Ben.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, no pouting.
She's like, I don't think she thinks I should be seen online wearing underwear.
Oh.
And I always thought my parents were very progressive. And now, you know, we're going to be talking about Britney Spears later and her conservatorship. Like, do my parents need to put me under a conservatorship?
Judging by the photo, I reckon.
I mean, they're lesbians. Like, what? And they've raised a gay son, for Christ's sakes. Surely it's a rite of passage that every gay son posts thirst traps.
Absolutely. Most gay sons, when they do a thirst trap, they suck their tummy. And you look like you've got your stomach, like, you're pushing it out.
Oh, yeah, a little bit COVID weighty.
Are you going for the pregnancy scene on the trap?
I think I was just trying to be a little bit funny, you know?
Yeah, it is funny. Mm. But also, you got to worry about what's in the background of your photos, Ben. And in that one, you got a lot of cleaning products on the thing. It's not good. I mean, you can't be like, ooh, that's saucy. Oh.
Some people think I've got this, like, kink with, you know, eco products.
Mm, that's too much bleach.
And we've got to get into a song, but I think I might, you know, start playing around with them. Maybe I'll do a Madonna and release a sex book. That'll really shake things up, won't it?
Yeah.
It just strikes me as horrible.
You were scared by that picture. What does that mean? Are you frightened of a woman that can turn herself on? Are you frightened of a woman who is not afraid to look at her genitals in the mirror? Does that frighten you?
A little bit, yes.
I'd love to know when you've gotten into trouble online.
Me?
No, I don't want to know about
listeners. Yeah.
You're always getting into trouble.
Yeah.
Speaking of, what's been happening with you today?
Well, I wasn't in trouble. I was babysitting, and when you're babysitting children, you're the boss. So
you're a serial babysitter. Mm. I would say that you're a baby mama at this point. Like, it could be your professional. It's your professional thing.
It absolutely could be. And I tell you this because I have been babysitting for these kids during lockdown because their parents are essential workers.
Yes.
And I take them down to the park and stuff. Well, the lady, the mum of these kids, keeps having friends of hers come up to her going, "Who is your babysitter and can we have her?"
Oh, right.
And she asked me if she could pass on my number.
You could be like, I mean, it's 20 years too late, but you could be like the Christina Applegate, what was that, don't tell mum the babysitter's dead.
Yeah.
You know, 20 years too late, but you could be that. You know, look cool enough.
I'm very good with kids, but I don't have the patience for it, but I'm actually very good with them. But it's a wasted talent really because like, yeah, I'm good
could
with them,
at
but
any
just
moment.
Go away from me. I tell you what though, I mean, I don't want to say kids say the darndest things, but kids say the darndest thing. Yeah. Just this morning, right, I get there, I knock on the door and the six-year-old, he opens the door a crack, right? Because usually they just let me in and they're all like, "Yay, Gabe's here, best day ever." And he opened the door and just kind of poked his head out and I could see he was Nudy Rudy. And he goes to me, "Oh, I still got my penis out." And then he closed the door and ran back inside to get changed. But how's that? Imagine if you went to someone's house and they opened the door and they're like, "Ah, still got my penis out."
Happens to me all the time.
I did tell their mum, I was like, "That is the best thing ever."
That's
so
fantastic.
Funny. Fantastic.
He sounds like a bit of a Bart Simpson. I feel like Bart would have said that.
Yeah, I reckon he would.
You know?
Yeah, I don't. Did the Simpsons?
"Sorry, man, I got my penis out." I don't know what accent that was. Mm-hmm, like Northern Ireland.
Yeah. He wants to be a tram driver when he grows up. So hopefully that's not him as he grows up.
Sounds like most tram drivers anyway. Yep.
So I've got another story about the 3-year-old. This didn't actually happen today, but it did happen a couple of weeks ago. Me, the 3-year-old, and the 6-year-old were sitting in a circle and we're trying to pull funny faces to make each other laugh, right? Yeah. So we're sitting there and as we're doing it, we're getting closer and closer together, the three of us sitting on the ground and we're all quite close together and the 3-year-old goes to me, "Hey, let's touch tongues."
Oh, he's fresh. He's real fresh.
I know. Yep. I know. And he actually mentioned it today. He said to me, this is not word of a lie. He said to me, I can't remember the phrase he used.
"Touch tongues."
But the 3-year-old goes, "Oh no, it was the 6-year-old." He goes, "Yeah, Jordan and Monica, they do French kissing or something." And I was like, "Oh right." Well, I said, "That's not very good for germs." And he said, "Yeah, at school." And I said, "Well, that's really bad. You don't want to." And he goes, "Yeah, but they're brother and sister. Is that okay?" And I was like, "Oh," I said to him, "that's a really long story."
Kids, I'm sensing a dark future with this child, you know.
Nah.
Adam's family, Menendez brothers. No, I went too far. Quick sidetrack for a sec, because I know you've got a little bit more to say on this, but I remember actually, I'm just going to say it, tonguing my mum when I was a kid. Let me just clarify. Like, you know, like obviously we kiss our parents when we're younger, like on the cheek or whatever. Like we're very kissy and huggy with our parents.
My mum still kisses me on the lips.
I think you're going to say.
No, not cautious.
My mum still tongues
me. In our family, we kiss on the lips and I realise it's weird, but we do. Anyway.
That's all right. Is it a thing in Italian culture? I feel like it's a cult. Anyway, I don't even know how old I was, but I remember tonguing my mum, like sticking my tongue in my mum's mouth. And my mum obviously pulled back and said something like, "You're not supposed to do that. You know, little children don't do that."
Yeah, you want to get that down now because you also want to be like, "Where did you learn that?"
I was sent to boarding school shortly after that.
Oh, really?
No, I'm kidding.
An all-boys boarding school.
Yeah,
well, that
baby.
Didn't help, did it?
People run from me.
We just had a quick pash and we're ready to go.
Yeah, and now we're going to get locked up. Anyway.
Okay, Brittany.
Brittany.
Brittany is
not just
back.
Brittany. Mm-hmm. Well, she's not really, is she?
Well, she's not.
She's kind of locked up.
She is locked up.
And not just specifically Brittany, framing Brittany.
Framing
Brittany Spears.
Are we framing her now?
Well, yeah, you know, there was that. Well, maybe I could blame. No, anyway, don't worry.
Okay, we are talking about the documentary. It was in the New York Times, documentary called Framing Britney.
Everyone's been talking about it.
It's huge.
We tried to talk about it last week when it was a little bit more current, but it was quite hard to get you to
I couldn't download the illegal software. So
I'm glad. Yeah, you just went straight in, you know, because like, you know, I would never illegally download something.
Nor would I.
But I was able to show you how to do it. Mm-hmm. You
I
know?
Would not steal a car.
No.
I wouldn't steal from the shops. Anyway. I wouldn't steal a movie. Anyway, we did watch it.
Basically, if you haven't heard about this movie or if you don't even know about Britney's current situation, we're on Joy 94.9, so I would assume you do. Yeah. But really quickly, long story short, Britney Spears is under a conservatorship by her father, which means he controls essentially her estate, her money, what she does.
Her personal life.
Everything.
Everything. What she puts out to the media, what she puts on her social media. It's just huge. So he's basically said that she's mentally unfit to look after herself and she could find herself in danger or people could take advantage of her if someone isn't in control of her everything.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she had that phase though, like, you know, 2008 or whatever, 2007, where it was like Britney's breakdown and all that. We're all following it.
Yeah.
I genuinely think there probably was something going on at the time. But now flash forward over 10 years, she's still under the conservatorship, which is in this documentary. And more or less they're making out that she's probably actually quite well, it would seem.
It would seem, yeah.
But her dad doesn't want to let go of, well, not necessarily Britney, but her bank account potentially.
Well, they never say that but it sounds like he's profiting from her. Oh, and he's
profiting big time.
Yeah, so he's kind of kept her a bit locked up. But the thing is, she once she was under his conservatorship, she went to Vegas and was performing almost every night.
Yep.
She'd done
had
more
her residency.
Residency there. So she was working really hard and at a time where she wasn't mentally well enough to look after her own finances. So to think that she was on stage every night but still mentally unwell, then that doesn't make sense. But anyway, so there's this big movement now, a big movement where people...
By Britney's fan base.
I got to love it though, Ben. On this documentary, the first time that they protested, there was about 12 of them there. And it was a pretty...
And what gender is it specifically?
Well, specifically...
It ain't 50-50.
It's gay men mostly, let's be honest. A lot of gay men.
It's all gay men.
But it was
we'll stick by ya. You know?
It was a pretty shabby protest to begin with.
What, like 12 people?
12 people.
At the LA court.
And one of the signs was meant to read Free Spears. But actually, because it was so bad, you couldn't see the S on it. So it just looked like it said free pears. Like, are you giving away pears or are you holding pears in jail? I mean, so that made me laugh.
So if you haven't watched it yet, these are, I probably should have said this earlier, these could be potential spoilers if you haven't watched it yet.
Oh,
so this is another potential spoiler. But what I did find interesting is that she was doing her Vegas residency, but then she was supposed to do a new show, a new Vegas show, which she cancelled. And, you know, everyone knows the last few years she's sort of been in hiding. And as we think, her mental health hasn't been that great. But this documentary kind of makes out that she's actually all right. She's just running away from her dad.
Oh, really? Okay. All right. So on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being you were so bored you wanted to throw your computer out the window, 10 being like totally gripped with it, like hanging on the edge of your seat watching the documentary, how did you feel?
About an 8.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. Look, I threw my computer out the window because I was so...
Did you not like it?
Oh, I did not like it at all. It was so boring.
Oh.
It was, I mean...
I loved it, you know? But, I mean, I guess that's what the difference between you and me.
Absolutely.
You know?
I mean, I'm not a gay man, so I guess that's why I was a little bit bored.
I just want to say, though...
Yeah.
Because I guess that there is a little bit of a story in this because it basically talks about that... We can't believe everything we see. And, you know, even if we see someone shaving their head in a barbershop or attacking a car with an umbrella, doesn't necessarily mean they're crazy.
Absolutely not.
And we shouldn't be vilifying. We shouldn't be like people's mental health issues should be kept private.
Absolutely. The thing I did take away from it was that
we've never sounded so eloquent and mature.
Yeah. Well, I think that the media has changed somewhat because people have more control over what they let out to the public because of social media like Facebook and Instagram, and they're more in control. But before that when Britney was at the heat of her fame, it was $1 million for one picture. You could get $1 million for one picture of Britney. So the media was hounding her.
Yeah.
I had forgotten about until I watched this documentary about her marriage to Kevin Federline or whatever it is, about how she was seen
fertilizer, yeah.
She was seen driving with her kid on her lap.
Yeah.
And all of that stuff, I just forgot about it and moved on with my life. Mm. Brittany couldn't move on. We just chew celebrities up and we spit them out. We move on with their lives and we leave them in absolute tatters.
Yeah.
And I think there has to be some kind of blame, of all the blame almost,
accountability.
On the media. But also us, that we read it, we share it, we believe it, and we don't actually give thought to what a person's going through.
Yeah,
I
agree.
Baby. She's a baby.
I'm going to miss making fun of her now, though. Can I say that?
Yes, you can.
We'll end it on this, as I like to famously say. I feel like as well, I feel like with a lot of her gay fans, it's usually kind of about, oh, my God, her hair's terrible. What is she wearing? And all that sort of stuff. It's always been kind of bitchy in my world.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I think we'll say one more thing.
Yes.
And that is...
we'll end it on that.
Free pairs.
Free pairs.
Yeah, listening to Ben and Gabe on Joy.
It's Brittany, bitch.
There was a cockroach in my shower this morning.
Oh, there was?
Yeah, he just wouldn't leave.
Oh,
had him
right.
over last night.
I told you not
couldn't get rid of him.
Told you not to call him. I said this would happen. I said, let it go. Delete the number.
I picked him up with some toilet paper and threw him out the window, though.
Oh,
went out quite easy.
It
was quite compact. No, it was. Oh. Small little man with antennas.
You're listening to Better Gabe on Joy 94.9, just reminiscing about some of Ben's ex-boyfriends.
Just a flashback from I don't even know what year that was.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, I've got a really quick question. What's it like on Tinder now that the restrictions have been loosened? Is it?
Tinder's not the main one you use. Like, do you mean dating apps in general?
Oh, Grindr, sorry.
You should rephrase that as Grindr.
I'm so old. Yeah. In a good relationship, not online, and just out of touch, basically.
I did. What's it like?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Is it a meat market? You just like ding, 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 ding.
Always, yeah. I feel like it was funny during lockdown because everyone was sort of quiet with the headlines of, you know, everyone does like the looking eyes and stuff. You know, everyone's like looking for sex.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I did meet up with a guy the other day that did repeatedly ask me if I had COVID.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, ooh.
Yeah.
And he's so
I was
you,
like, well,
I'm assuming
if you're here, I would like to think, you know, I don't.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, which I didn't.
Were you attached to your ventilator at this time? You just like got snot hanging out your nose.
I was just like, yeah, no, I'm 7 days into my quarantine. You know, I just got bored.
Okay, so did you
bloody
hook up
idiot.
With this guy? Did you have a pash? Let's say pash.
Yeah.
You had a little pash?
Yeah, we played with some blocks.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know what that means. I am out of touch.
it
but
means nothing.
You did sterilize the box afterwards, didn't you?
What box are we doing with my box?
Or blocks? What are we talking about here?
I thought you said
box. Were you with the woman? No.
I was with that woman from Total Recall that has the three boobs.
I would. So, okay, that's my next question to Nat. Could I cheat on you for someone with three boobs? I think she'd be into it. You know, you asked me I did ask Nat if she would let me cheat on her for Britney Spears.
Well, first of all, it was Kylie Minogue. And I do like telling it that you passed her off. But then when I said, what about Kylie from 20 years ago? And you said, well, that's
was
a different story.
Straight into that. I like them young.
Bloody ageist.
Anyway, I'd asked Nat. We had a big, long discussion about whether I could hook up with Britney Spears if I bumped into her.
Yeah.
And Nat was pretty much just like, I'll just feel really like missing out. Like, you know, like she should have FOMO. And then I said, yeah, because I think if you were out with Britney Spears and she wanted to pick you up, I'd let you. And I said, but I would just be sitting at home like, oh, this is so unfair. So we both agreed that would maybe give the pass, but would be at home really sad about it.
Yeah.
Which is fair.
Yeah.
I mean, if you knew, just say your partner was hooking up with Justin Timberlake is a terrible example.
Oh, I don't want him, but yeah, keep going.
Well, I mean, that'll just be the hardest part. Not that they're seeing someone else, because you're not going to be able to have that opportunity again, but just that you're not there and you're missing out.
You're missing out, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yes, I am allowed to sleep with Britney Spears.
I think Britney would probably be your girlfriend's type.
Britney would be what?
Britney would be your girlfriend's type.
Nat's type?
Yeah.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I've seen some photos of her exes and her type is...
Sex Pistols.
No good. She has no idea of her worth. Her exes, all crazy and all a bit...
Nobody really knows their own worth though, do they?
No.
You know?
No. I think she sees people.
I mean, that clip we played before, I was dating a cockroach.
Yeah,
so, you
know, I know, but extra legs, and that's got to come in handy in the bedroom. I don't know what that means.
I do yoga.
Are you listening to Ben and Gabe?
It's Brittany, bitch.
Hey, Gabe.
Yeah?
We've had a little a message.
Oh, yeah?
Ha ha, only the last two were crap. The rest were hot.
That's a message.
Always pre-read your messages and then they make sense before you read them on air. Yeah.
We're talking about Nat's choice in ex-partners. Mm. Terrible, all of them. She said, ha ha, only the last two.
I've dated some corkers. I feel like, you know what, Gabe?
What?
I reckon this is a talk topic.
What? Oh, exes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I know yours is like, you know,
Yeah. We know.
That was like a moment where I was about to just say.
Anyway, Nat reckons she's written here, the rest were hot, and she's put an exclamation mark. Mm. I've actually asked for photographic or video proof, and she couldn't supply them. So I don't know.
I think exes could be a good chat. I think we need to save that maybe for another time.
Yeah. Absolutely. I can't wait. I can't wait to get into it. So for any of my exes that are listening, you might want to tune in next week, Tuesday from 6 till 7, or you could listen to our podcast at joy.org.au.
Or Apple Podcasts.
Wherever you get them. And you can just go through all of my past podcasts and find out any dirt and anything I've said against you. And then you can sue me, which I'm pretty sure. Anyway, I'm such a horrible person.
Can I say, it is this funny thing. I mean, you've done comedy you're like a fully fledged comic and I'm only just sort of a little bit fresh. But it is this funny thing I've noticed when I'm dating people and I go to them, and you probably can relate to this, where they go, oh, are you going to talk about me, or do you ever talk about your exes or whatever? Yeah. And I always say, well, no, but unless they give you good material, then you have to.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think that's true. We're going to have to get out of here.
Message me on Grindr and I'll talk about it right after this break. Anyway.
Now, we have to get out of here very soon. But before we do, we have had another text in, someone trying to sell us sex toys. So, anyway.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.